This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is definitely a sign of the season when you hear about the Ambassadors of Harmony's holiday show. They are, of course, the five-time international champion chorus out of St. Charles, Missouri. Johnny Maroney is the co-director. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Debs. Wonderful to be back with you yet again.
It is definitely a holiday tradition for people to see the Ambassadors of Harmony. And what is the name of the show this year?
So this year, it's called The Sounds of the Season, and we'll be at the beautiful Two Hill Performing Arts Center December 13th, 14th, and 15th. And I think you hit the nail on the head. It's absolutely becoming a family tradition where we just continue to build our audience and this loyal fan base that continues to come out and support the Ambassadors of Harmony each year.
For people who have not heard of the Ambassadors of Harmony, which is possible, explain what it is.
Yeah, so the Ambassadors of Harmony are a 100-plus man a cappella chorus, which is kind of a unique thing. We sing in four-part harmony, kind of in a traditional barbershop style. So there's no instrumentation. It is just 100-plus voices singing beautiful a cappella music. And obviously, during this Christmas show, we'll be doing holiday favorites, some classic and traditional pieces. So it's a really, really fun evening, and we hope that people come out and continue to support it.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite parts of the holiday show is that it's part fun, because you always have kind of a fun
right.
skit, and it's, you know, funny, and people get dressed up, but then also the traditional part, which I have to be honest, sometimes I am teary. I mean, I'm a crier anyway, but it's just like very moving.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, one of our goals in this is to certainly impact people through the music and just the entertainment of the first half is funny, very comedic, very colorful, lively for both adults and kids and some humor in there. But then the curtain will close and the second half is certainly more of a traditional, formal Christmas show. And at the very end, there's snow falling from the ceiling. There's candles lit for Silent Night. It's a very impactful, I think, powerful moment for all those that participate.
Yeah, I remember the first show that I went to, I was like, oh, I'm sure there'll be people here, but the place was packed.
Yeah, it's become there's been quite a following that we've accumulated over time. And like I said, I think you hit the nail on the head where people will come not really knowing what to expect. Like, wow, this is, it kind of kicks off the holiday season for so many people and their families from grandparents. They bring their grandkids now. So we're seeing multi-generational, patrons that have really enjoyed the product. And just the musical aspect and getting into the Christmas spirit. So it's been really, really fun to participate in.
When we say five-time international champion chorus, explain champions of what for people who would want more details.
Great question. So on top of doing holiday shows and singing locally here in St. Louis, we are part of what is called the Barbershop Harmony Society, which is a national and even international organization where barbershop harmony, which is primarily the type of genre we sing, this four-part harmony, has an international contest held each year. And the ambassadors have been fortunate and blessed to have won that five times. So this past year we won in 2023. And so we went back this past year in 2024 and sang the trophy away to the next champs. And then actually we get a year off. So we'll be off in 2025. So during our, quote, downtime, we're actually going to be heading to England to sing over at their big convention in spring of next year. And then one thing to note that's actually really cool for all of us St. Louisans out here, the international contest will actually be held here in St. Louis in 2026.
So breaking
news.
Put
that on your calendars.
2026.
Yeah, right here in St. Louis. And the ambassadors will be competing in that contest
here,
which has not happened in my lifetime. So
it's never been in St. Louis?
It was in St. Louis a long time ago, early 80s maybe, but yeah, it's the first time it's been back in 30 or 40 years. So it's really, really exciting.
Yeah, you'll have to remind us when it gets closer to the date. But how many choruses will be competing approximately?
So they'll probably have 30, 40 choruses, 40 plus barbershop quartets. And it's quite a thing because you'll see all these. You'll go to the convention center or the hotel where lobbies and you'll just see these little pockets of four-part barbershop harmony quartets taking place. It's quite a sight. It's certainly something very, very unique. So we're excited to have that in 2026.
When I think about the Ambassadors of Harmony, I don't know, when I'm watching the show, I tend to just kind of look into, you look, there's 100 some men
right
standing up there. So you kind of look at faces. It is a real spectrum of ages. You know, I mean, some very young, very old. There's people, faces I remember from year to year and then
sure,
and then newcomers. So how do people find you?
Yeah. So, we're always looking for new members to come join our organization. Like I said, I've been in this course for 27 years now. So, I mean, I grew up with virtually having 100 plus dads up there looking out for me when I was a young whippersnapper. And now here I am co-directing and seeing the next influx of young members. So it is a very, very diverse group, which I think is what makes us unique. You know, we've got doctors and lawyers and plumbers and just every walk of life. But we all come together for the love of music. And I say even beyond the music, the love of the camaraderie and just friendships that are developed within our organization is, we always say you kind of come for the music, but you end up staying because of the lifelong friends that you make in our organization. So yeah, people can come join us, check us out, check out rehearsals at AOH.org. Just AOH, which again stands for Ambassadors of Harmony, AOH.org. You can find all the ticket information as well for the upcoming Christmas show, which again is December 13th, 14th, and 15th at the beautiful Two Hill Performing Arts Center. AOH.org gets you everything you need to know.
For people listening who have kids who sing, you should probably take note that the Ambassadors of Harmony also does a lot of work in the community with young people. And I feel like kids need to sing more than ever now. I think it's therapeutic.
Absolutely.
You know, like just mentally, I'm always at home just like belting songs out at the top of my lungs. There's just something very cathartic about it.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yes, we try to do our very best to give back to the community because we understand the power of music, right? It brings people together. It takes any sort of, race, religion, sexual, it takes all those things off the table. We just come together to create great, beautiful music, and it's hard to dislike somebody when you're standing shoulder to shoulder with a common goal of making great art. So we try to give back, and we've got youth organizations, we've got youth programs, we've got another youth chorus called The Recruits. They're an internationally qualified chorus as well, so they'll be competing at those big international contests. So it is something that, even though it is, quote, a hobby, you could say, I mean, it is definitely, we look at it as a calling and a true passion that, no one gets paid in our organization. It's all volunteer. And it's amazing that we've been able to say, just build and grow and expand our reach and influence over the years. So we do hope that people will consider coming out and joining our, participating in the Christmas show. I promise you, you won't leave disappointed. It's a really wonderful time to get into the holiday spirit.
Yes, but don't wait because there are five shows.
There's four shows.
Four shows.
We're doing four shows. So we've got a Friday evening at 7:00. And then Saturday at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and then Sunday a 2 o'clock matinee. So there's four opportunities, but the tickets are going fast, and we're almost sold out on one or two of the shows. So jump on there at aoh.org and you can get all the ticket information that you need. And again, it's at the Two Hill, December 13th, 14th, and 15th.
That's right, aoh.org, December 13th through the 15th. It's Sounds of the Season, Ambassadors of Harmony. Johnny Maroney is the co-director. Do yourself a favor and take the family. You will not be disappointed. Great to see you again.
That'd
as always.
That'd be wonderful seeing you. Look forward to seeing you all at the show.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.